Welcome back to part two of that classic rock show on Huntley Community Radio. Today's show is all about the days of the week and the songs that they inspired. So, Mark, take us on to the weekend.
All right. Well, first, you know, I want to give a bit of credit to Billboard as well as the website Vogative for doing a lot of research on the most popular days of the week for songs. It just didn't come out of my head. So, well, Saturday is our second most popular day for song titles. So, Jim, my question is, what do you associate Saturday nights with?
I'm not saying from firsthand experience, but I'm going to say a lot of partying, a lot of partying. But I never got in a fight on a Saturday.
Oh, okay. Well, any fighting in any bars in Huntley?
No, not me. No, I'm a lover, not a fighter.
Okay, all right. Well,
that was my Michael Jackson imitation.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Oh, all right. Well, what a great lead into my favorite Saturday song. And it's the Elton John rocker, Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting, from the 1973 album Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. According to Elton, this was a very difficult song for the band to play. So he ended up adding piano and vocals afterward, and it was the first time he recorded standing up and leaping around the stage while singing. And I guess it's good to be young.
Yeah, and here's a little bit of trivia. You ready? Elton John's longtime song collaborator, Bernie Taupin, said this was the first strong song he wrote that was truly inspired by his native England. You know, the British working class pub scene. Yeah,
sure. Well, okay, Jim, put up your dukes. We're about ready to play.
My dukes?
Your dukes.
I don't have a duke.
Dukes.
Oh, my fists.
Your fists.
Okay.
God, what era did you grow up in? Put up your dukes and play one of Elton John's best rocks.
Put up your dukes.
Looks cute in a prison.
If that song doesn't wake you up and rock you, I don't know what will.
I know.
Yeah, made me put up my dukes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you win?
No, I never won a fight in my life. I love that song. But here's another great song, and you know I'm a big fan of the band Chicago. So how can we not play a portion of Chicago Saturday in the Park, right? One of the best songs they did. Robert Lamb, the keyboardist, wrote the song after an inspiring visit to New York Central Park on the 4th of July in 1971. And you know what my favorite lyric is?
I do.
It's a man, yeah, a man selling ice cream and singing Italian songs.
That's right.
Volare.
Well, he didn't actually sing that, and I'll tell you why. But here's some more fun trivia. In 1971, when the song was written, get this, the 4th of July mentioned in the song actually occurred on a Sunday, not a Saturday. So technically, the song should have been titled Sunday in the Park. So there, Robert Lamb. And also, Robert Lamb has said that he had no idea what songs the ice cream man in the park was singing. So in the song, he just makes up some Italian-sounding words. Did you know that?
No, I did not.
Okay.
You do know that even made-up Italian words sound beautiful,
I
don't
do. It's a beautiful language.
Yeah. So let's play a little bit of Saturday in the Park from the band's 1972 album, Chicago 5. And, you know, the song was certified gold single, and it peaked at number 2 while the album went to number 1.
All right, Jim, take us to the most popular day of the week for song titles.
Well, that must be Sunday.
That's right.
And there's so many really good ones. It was very difficult to pick one out, sort of like picking out Michael Jordan's best game, because there were so many. Or my best softball game, because there were so many. Laugh here, Mark. Thank you. But for me, there is one standout song that just makes me really feel happy, and it's the Monkees' Pleasant Valley Sunday. The song was written by the great team of Carole King and Jerry Goffin, and the Monkees recorded the song in 1967, which was a very significant year for the band. For instance, they had the great TV show. It was wildly successful. They were outselling the Beatles and the Stones, which is amazing. And it was the year that they broke free from their handlers and took control of their own material. They also began playing their own instruments and or singing on their own songs. So here's a song about the wonderful suburban life of West Orange, New Jersey, where the songwriters once lived.
The local rock group down the street is trying hard to learn their song. Serenade, the weekend squire just came out.
Another Pleasant Valley Sunday. Charcoal burning everywhere. Rows of houses that are all the same, and no one seems to care. See Mrs. Gray, she's proud today because the roses are in so serene, he's got a TV in every room. Another Pleasant Valley Sunday. Here in status symbol land, mothers complain about how hard life is, and the kids just don't understand.
Creature comfort goes. So I make it hard for me to see. My thoughts all seem to stray to places far away. I need a change of scenery.
Jim, did you know that the opening riff was played by Michael Nesmith and it was based on the Beatles song, I Want to Tell You?
Yeah, I kind of saw that.
Yeah,
heard,
doesn't it?
I kind of heard the feel there. But we got a little surprise for, Mark, you don't even know this.
No, surprise.
For our audience. I was very fortunate that I got to interview one of the Monkees. It's a very small snippet, but it's very insightful.
Whoa.
And really good meaning to what the Monkees were all
wow.
about. So let's roll the tape. You know which monkey that was?
Could you translate, please?
It's a, they just said, we really enjoyed our time
pay
as
us.
The Monkees. Yeah, and pay
yeah,
us.
Pay
yeah.
us, yeah.
Great, great band. But anyway,
okay.
You were listening to that classic rock show on WHRULP, Huntley Community Radio 101.5 FM and streaming 24/7 on the station's website. I said that really fast.
Are we doing animal stories now? Like,
yeah.
Well, Jim, I think we should play one more song about Sunday, since it's the most musically inspirational day of the week. So how about another park song? Like what we hear Chicago do?
Sure.
Okay. Well, I'm referring to the Doobie Brothers song, Another Park, Another Sunday, from the 1974 album, Or Once Vibes Are Now Habits. I don't know what that means, but the song was released as the A-side of a single, but it was the B-side, Blackwater, that actually became the big hit. So here are the Doobie Brothers playing Another Park, Another Sunday.
Ooh,
Just love those soulful harmonies that the Doobie Brothers kind of perfected.
Yeah, you know what that song reminds me of? I probably told you this before. It's like driving down Highway 1 in California on a sunny day, 82 degrees in a convertible.
It makes sense. They are a California band, so.
Yeah, love them.
Well, Jim, that brings us to the end of our show.
Whoa. Slow down, Speed Racer. Slow down. We have one more day.
What? We just did all 7 days of the week.
No, there's 8 days a week, and the Beatles did it, so just listen.
Who?
The Beatles.
8 days a week. 8 days a week. I love you. 8 days a week is not enough to show I care.
So, Jim, do you know how that song came about?
8 days a week?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Okay, well, Paul McCartney lost his license for speeding, so he had a chauffeur driving him around, and he was going to John Lennon's house, and he asked the chauffeur how his day was going, and the chauffeur said, well, I've been working really hard. I've been working 8 days a week. And Paul took that, and they ran with it. But McCartney-Lennon, from what I've read, did not like the song because they were forced to create a song around the title, and that's not how they wanted to create music. They had to, like, create and fabricate this song just because of a good title.
Well, I think they did okay.
They did.
That's a great song.
They did. Well, who am I to contradict the greatest rock and roll band the planet has ever known? Okay, so we have 8 days a week, but I got a good idea, Jim. In some poker games, there's a designated wild card that can represent any value. Well, there's one rock song that can represent any day of the week. So this will be our eighth day of the week song.
You're such a clever boy. You really are. In 1971, Derek and the Dominoes released the landmark album Layla and Other Love Songs. Hey, we should use Layla at the beginning of our show. I think that'd be a good idea.
I like that idea.
Yeah. Okay. But on that album is the song Any Day. So here it is. Listen to our eighth day of the week song, Any Day by Derek and the Dominoes.
I heard you say, yeah. so well, it's got you down.
You think Duane Allman's a good slide guitar player?
I'd say probably the best ever.
Incredible song.
Yeah.
He is so darn good. Well, folks, unless you can prove that a calendar week has 9 days, that's 9 lives, a cat, sorry. Our show's over.
That's right. No Beatles song 9 days a week, Jim.
Nope.
Well, thanks for listening to That Classic Rock Show on Huntley Community Radio. Our shows can be heard on 101.5 FM every Monday from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. and Fridays from 11 a.m. to noon. For those not in our listening range, you can stream our archive shows anytime on the station's website at www.huntleyradio.com.
And we are here playing the greatest music of all times at the mighty 101.5 FM. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Thank you. And please email the station with any topics you'd like us to consider.
Take it away, Duane.